Just listen to that rain. It's just absolutely pouring out there. You know, I know you're awake. Your eyes might be closed, but I know that you are wide awake. Okay. Okay. You can just sulk. Oh, you're definitely sulking. You are absolutely sulking. Well, at least you're not pretending to be asleep anymore. I'm sorry. Sorry. I don't know what I did, but I pissed you off. No, it's not just the situation. I mean, look at you. You are literally as far away from me as you can be. And this is a really, really small car. I'm sorry. I hate this. I really, really hate this. You're my best friend, and never mind. I'm sorry, I'm just rambling. Go back to sleep. Yeah. I know that you weren't asleep. I'm trying to give you a graceful exit from this conversation. Because there is no way that this is going anywhere good. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Things have been off for ages. Just ages. That's why I came up with this whole going camping plan. And that went amazingly well, didn't it? That fucking tent. Bollocks. It would have been fine if it didn't rain. But, it did. And now we're stuck in close quarters in a car where we're wet and miserable, and it's just making it worse. We're not all right. We are really, really not. You're guarded around me. You never used to be. You used to tell me everything. Even the stuff I really didn't want to know. You were yourself. You were sweet. And I haven't been that way for a long time. It's like you're going through the motions. And I don't know what I did. I just don't know what I did. And I've tried to figure it out. I really have done. I just can't put my finger on it. So I thought getting away from it all, relaxing, just taking some time out, I thought it would help. Obviously, this was not in the plan. If you don't want to be my friend anymore, just say. I don't want to force you to be my friend. I don't force you. Oh, it doesn't feel like that. I miss you. I miss being with you. Because even though, you know, we go out, we hang out, It's like we're not even in the same room anymore. Why did I even start this? Such an idiot. I am. Oh, that. See, you can't say stuff like that. You can't say that I'm sweet and lovely and... I want you to. I really, really, really want you to. But I don't want you to feel like you have to. How many times have we woken up and we're just cuddling? Snuggled in so closely. And we laugh and it's cute. Now you draw back like I've electrocuted you. We'll be having a great time. And suddenly you're just not there. It's like you've built a wall. And I feel the absence of you. I miss you. You're my best friend and I adore you. And now we're having this conversation when you can't escape. No wonder you don't want to be my friend anymore. Oh, it's not that. It's not that. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. You don't have to tell me. It's fine, I get it. You don't feel comfortable with me anymore. No, you don't. You really, really don't. I mean, look at you. You are literally as far away from me as you can be. You can't even bear to accidentally touch me. Then what is it? What is it, please? Just tell me. We've been friends for 5 years. You can tell me anything, anything. Yes, you can. You can tell absolutely anything. It'll ruin it. Darling, with the state that this friendship is in, with the distance between us, whatever you tell me won't ruin it. But it might fix it. Please. I miss you. It's okay. Just tell me. Just. You like me. Of course you like me. I'm your friend. You like me. When you say you like me, you more than a friend. So you have feelings for me. Darling, please just, do you have feelings for me? And that's why you've been so distant. You have got to be kidding. No, 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 darling, not like that. I'm not laughing at you. darling. When you like someone, there are... I mean, when you like someone and they're friends, there are two ways you can go. You can go your way, which is hold back, try and get some distance. Or you can go my way. Bury that shit down. Just don't think about it. Just act like it's not even there. Doesn't make it go away. I like you too. Yes, I have feelings for you. Oh, this is scary. But my turn to put myself out there, because I love you. I'm stupid in love with you. I'm so in love with you that it's actually kind of ridiculous. And that's why I've missed you so much, and that's why I've been crying myself to sleep, because I thought I was losing you, and... See, this is where you should be. You should be close. I love you. I love you so much, and... I didn't say anything because we were friends, and I didn't want to lose you, and... I know you get it. You get it. Of course you do. We are both bloody idiots. Oh, you're so cold. Oh, come here, darling. You know, I thought the darlings would give it away. I try to push them down, but oh, when I look at you, I just want to call you my darling. I love you. Can you say those words? May I kiss you? You're right, I'm an idiot. But I'm your idiot. You like that, do you? I'm your idiot. Come here. Get your blanket. We are snuggling down. I love you so much. Hearing you say that. I got butterflies. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna figure this out. Because we love one another. We love one another. We... love one another. You're my best friend and I adore you. I'm glad I have you back. I never lost you, but darling, it kind of felt like I did. No, don't apologize. I get it. I really get it. I love you so. We should get some sleep. And I mean real sleep, not pretending to sleep. Of course, I can tell when you're faking. I know you. I love you. Oh, really? No, I like that. I like the idea that when you're cuddled up to me, you find it easier to sleep. Because I like having you cuddled up. I like having you cuddled up so close. I know it's like I love you or something. I love you. I love you so much. But now, we need to get some kip. Having your arms around me. I've missed you. You're right. You are here now. And darling, I am never, ever letting you go.